took you long enough. It's raining fucking cats and dogs out here. I have to tell you, I have been needing this more than you know. You have no idea. Oh yeah? What do you got? Where the hell did you get that from? Fuck yeah, I wanna hit it. I'll tell you what, this shit is awesome. This is nice. Finally having a chance to not worry about my shitty life. Well, at least for me, anyway. Well, everything has officially gone to shit. My dad is MIA, my depression has hit me the hardest this year, and it is taking everything in me not to jump off of a building. So, not to mention my therapist is also a dick who doesn't understand shit, and I haven't had my meds in a month, and I think it's making my hair fall out. But yeah. Dramatic. Highly possibly. I just want one thing in my life to go right. Is that too much to ask? Yeah, but still, those audios are shit, man. I don't do it for the views, though. Well, my therapist said I had to find a way to meet new people. What better way to get a conversation going than after talking to me after hearing me moan in your ear for 30 minutes? Oh yeah, totally. Love having guys messaging me asking me if I want to see their dicks or not. I know, but still, I got this nagging feeling. What are we even doing all this for? What's the point of living? You're just trained to be a part of a fucked up society and just pay bills for the rest of your life? Nothing is free, and no one's ever happy. I have a good life, I guess. And yet, all I can think about is, why am I even here? Like, why do I have severe social anxiety? Why am I depressed? Why am I sitting here hanging out with the most popular guy in our college that has no reason to know I even exist? Then, if I get the answers I want, what do I do then? Like, where do I go from there? It doesn't change anything. Not really. I'm still me, you're still you, and we still have to act like strangers in public because, God forbid, we go against the social norms. Okay, this isn't the weed talking. This is me. Thank you very much. Humor me. Okay. Say we took our friendship public. What happens then? Exactly. If everyone found out that I knew you, I'd never get a moment of peace. I have no reason to be sad, yet I am all the time. Then again, I could be sad because I essentially have no friends, no social life, and haven't had sex in a year and a half. Aww. Look at the blushing face on the guy that sleeps with everyone around here. Yes, it's been that long. Did you not listen to a word I said? I just don't enjoy it. Plus, with my adorably fucked up mind, no one wants me anyway. So, I get home every day and can't even look myself in the mirror without having a breakdown. So, I am currently crying myself to sleep every night, hoping I don't wake up. I walk around hoping that I get hit by a car or anything, really. So I don't have to say out loud that I actually want to die. Sounds funny now that I'm hearing it out loud. Why am I so scared to live, you know? I have no idea what's going to happen, and instead of being happy about what's to come, I don't even want to see 2 steps ahead. And you probably think I'm an idiot for saying all this, or maybe it is the weed talking. Who knows? Nobody responds, huh? Come on, what's that look for? Do you have to worry about me? It's a pretty loaded question. I guess never. If anything, you're the last person who needs to worry. And as much as I hate to put this pressure on you, you're probably the reason why. You remember when we met? Yeah, on the rooftop. What a cliche. I thought that was my last day on Earth, and then some asshole comes up and says, you know, we aren't that high up, so you could still live. I mean, who says shit like that? Yeah, well, look at us now. The best of friends that have to hide it from the world to save both our sanities. So. Don't you? I don't know. You want to try something? And what do you want to try? I think the weed is getting to you now. Fine. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? You are out of your mind. Oh yeah, I definitely still think you are insane. Wait. I can definitely tell you're enthusiastic about this, but I don't know. Do you really think we should be doing this? Slowly, like my clit right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Hell. Oh, my God. out just like that. Slow, slow, slow. That's it. Oh, fuck. Fucking hell. Oh, yes. Oh my god. With your tongue, like it nice and slow. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. Suck on the glitches. Stop. Keep Good. Sure. Do you want me to do it to you too? Yeah, I mean, I want you to feel good too. Come up here. Come sit down. Alright, fine. You can come this time. You liked it? Really? Yeah, you can come from anything, though. Good. So, what's next? So gracious of you to actually let me choose. Of course I want to be on top. For now, anyway. Now, take this off. No chance. I am not taking my shirt off. I am feeling better. I just wanna take it at my own pace. Oh. No writing, you would feel this good.
Okay.
Like that. Listening. Fuck. I can't think. Fuck. Fuck. Your stomach. Oh fuck, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't hold it. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay. 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 Oh fuck. That felt so good. I think I'm gonna pass out now. Oh, fuck. Oh. You would definitely make me feel better. Fuck. Oh my God. I cannot believe we just did that. I gotta get out of here.